At this point, I think we just scrap all the spots and we'll just talk until 2. Hope the engineers are on it, but
should we hum some bumper music?
No. I guess. No, I you know, the buffering issues or whatever's going on here is a major, major problem. So we'll just talk until the engineers give us the thumbs up. Gator, and which is great for the listeners. Nothing but straight content. Nothing but
that's
content.
Right.
Let's go.
We might need some help. 248-539-9797.
No, want to shift gears here a little bit and talk some football. Spent the first, pretty much the bulk of the opening of the show talking about the Tigers with a little football mixed in. But, and we'll keep taking your Tiger calls because this is incredible. But Gator, I got a question. The Lions lose last Sunday to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We pointed out prior to the game that there should be some respect for Tampa. They were a playoff team the previous year. They had won their opener. Baker Mayfield's a different quarterback. But the Lions lose. If the Lions lose to the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday, here's my question. We gonna be okay out there? Are we gonna be okay? Because the level of panic, which you expect to get some panic calls, but they start to feed off one another on this radio show. I can't speak for all the shows. I can speak from 10 to 2. We'd get some reasonable takes after the loss, but we'd get to a point where one person would call and they'd be panicked, and the entire... Then we'd start getting panic call after panic call after panic call. If the Detroit Lions lose to the Arizona Cardinals, I think this town might melt down. I think people are going to lose it. And as much as I feel like there was not nearly enough respect for Tampa, I don't think there's any respect for the Cardinals, even though they beat the Rams the way they did. They beat the Rams more impressively than the Lions beat the Rams.
I would disagree. I think there is more concern about the game against Arizona because
I didn't say concern. Well, I said respect.
I think there's more respect for
it. You think there's more respect for Arizona than there was for Tampa?
Yep. And I think it's because they lost to Tampa. So now you can't afford to look past other teams. And I think people looking at, okay, who's Arizona? They start doing a deeper dive, realize this is a team that scored a bunch of points against Buffalo. And then a team that just destroyed the Rams. And as you point out, the Lions got past the Rams in the first week and didn't look great doing it, but they won the game. So add to that, who's the quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals?
It's Kyler Murray.
And what's his chief asset?
He runs around.
He can scramble. And we know the Lions have had, and the Lions aren't alone.
Yeah.
Teams in the NFL struggle.
I laugh when I hear fan bases say, why can't we stop a running quarterback?
Because they're really good at doing what they do.
Because running quarterbacks run on everybody. Yeah. It's not just your team.
So Murray is an exceptional scrambler. He scrambles all over the place. He'll run all over the field until he realizes he's got no chance and then he gives himself up.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen this play out before and we're going to be nervous about this because Kyler Murray's one of the best at buying himself extra time. I understand that, you know, throughout his career, maybe he hasn't earned the big respect of NFL fans because he hasn't been great. He's had games where he's looked phenomenal. He's had games where he has looked like Mung. But right now, their offense has clicked through two weeks. The Lions have a much improved defense. It's going to be a test for him. And I think people are respecting what Arizona has
to
bring.
Well, I guess we disagree on that fact. But let me just put it to you like this. What do you think is going to happen in this town if they lose this game?
Well, that's a different question.
Yes. Are we going to be okay is the question.
I think fans will lose it. You know, and then they'll probably blame you because you've brought up that they haven't lost back-to-back games in years.
Well, then it would clearly be my fault.
Yeah. But no, they would lose it because we saw how people have reacted from losing to Tampa. If they lose a second game, this early in the season, I mean, it's not the end of the world. But again, how did they lose the game? Does the offense still struggle? Is Jared Goff throwing more interceptions? Are they not finding someone who's a reliable option to get the ball, to get the thing done in the red zone? Has the defense regressed? I mean, it all depends how you end up losing a game. You know, but if they look anything like they've looked in the first 2 weeks offensively, that's not going to be good.
Well, the weird thing about their offensive struggles is I think they're somewhat over-exaggerated. They're just not finishing drives. They've got a top 10 offense in yards and in passing yards. In fact, they're top 2 in passing, top 10 in rushing. The other thing, though, in getting the feedback, and I saw this in your show sheet today, and I'm like, if we're listening to what, you know, what we're hearing this week, I fully expect the Lions to hand the ball to David Montgomery 35 times this Sunday and target Sam Laporta on every other passing. Like, these are the repetitive things that we are hearing. And, you know, Montgomery wasn't that effective last weekend.
No, he wasn't.
It's a well-kept secret. In spite of all the calls we got for more Montgomery, more Montgomery, more Montgomery. What was he, 11 carries, 35 yards?
Yeah. I mean, it was nothing special from Montgomery. And, you know, the running game itself, the Lions got plenty of yards running the football. Jahmyr Gibbs was very good, and they, you know, do their weekly handoff to Jamison Williams and gets yards out of it, which is great. But they ran a ton of plays. They threw the ball 55 times, 56 when you count Jack Fox, and they ran it 27 times. It's a lot of plays, but it's a big disparity between how many times you threw the ball versus how many times you run the ball. They always look to achieve balance, but it depends on what the situation calls for in each game. Now, did last week's game, did it call to throw the ball that much? I think that's where the fans will fight back a little bit and say, you didn't have to throw it that much. You could have run the ball more, and we'll see what kind of game. Yeah,
Dan Campbell said that was the game plan, and we're not going to apologize for it.
Well, right, but then game plans change based on what happens in the course of the game. So when you see that that their defense, that their secondary is up to the task, but then you notice that Vita Vea is out of the game. Kalijah Kansi didn't even start. That now you've got this big space up front that you should be able to dominate on, and they didn't try to take advantage of that as much as they did try to take advantage of the weakened secondary.
Maybe they got a little impatient, but they did. You say game plans change during games. They do, but they also reflect time and score. They were down two possessions. They weren't down two possessions. They were down 20-16 for the bulk of the second half, where a field goal wouldn't do them any good. So they were in a lot of passing situations when they got into third and fourth and long, and they had to get a first down because they needed a touchdown, not a field goal. And I think that also dictated why those numbers got a little bit out of hand.
Well, I think the other problem is that they never got the ball close enough to the goal line where they could use the running game. You know, everything, it seemed like the drive stalled at like the 18-yard line or at the 20-yard line. I mean, it was in the red zone, but it wasn't inside the 10-yard line in a goal-to-go situation.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens this weekend, but I will start to be concerned if they lose this game. But I honestly, only a little bit concerned, not a ton. I mean, I guess it depends on how they lose the game. But I think their problems so far are relatively easily correctable. And, I mean, that defense, Baker Mayfield is slicing a lot of people apart. He didn't slice the Lions apart.
They didn't have any plays.
No, the defense got off the field.
Yeah, the defense did a good job. They weren't able to run the ball against the Lions, and he only threw the ball 18 times.
Yep.
He got sacked 5 times, and he ran the ball 5 times. So it's, 28 dropbacks?
Yep.
In a single game, that's not a ton. So give the defense credit. But if the Lions win on Sunday, but let's say they win because the defense stands up again. The defense gets a touchdown. Special teams plays a role. But the offense looks just like they did last week, where they can't finish drives. That's a problem.
I think another big concern, if the Lions do lose, other than the fact that just losing the game itself, is they've always bounced back from losses. You know, and Doug, you brought up the stat and all that stuff. It's a thing. This team is, they're resilient. This is what they do. And if they aren't able to be as resilient and bounce back, and it's way early in the season, by the way, then people, I think, negative thoughts start to creep in their mind. Like, is this not the same team? You know, was that last year kind of, I don't want to say a flash in the pan, but, you know, they win after they lose. That's what they do. They never get too down on themselves. So I think Arizona, it's a couple things, man, for fans. It gives them a reason to go. They start looking at the panic button at least, not necessarily pressing it.
248.